Hello there, and welcome to podcast number 4 in the Professional Online Presences for Students series. And this podcast, we're going to look at one of the most used sites in the world, but also one of the most dangerous social media sites when thinking about employability. That site is Facebook. I suspect that Facebook needs no introduction. I certainly know the people, both students, professionals and friends who spend their life on Facebook. They're never disconnected from it, either in person, on a computer, on their phone, on their tablet device. Facebook is just linked there all the time. You can barely use a mobile phone and play a game without it wanting to report how well you've done in that game to Facebook. So Facebook dominates, but Facebook is so important in professional online presence because it shows what kind of person you are, and employers are using Facebook directly to find out more about you. I want to give you an example that's been fairly well reported in the media, and that's about people going along to job interviews and an employer asking them to log into their Facebook account. This isn't just seeing the public view on Facebook, it's the employer wanted to see all the nitty-gritty that you've hidden. Now, I'm going to caution you about that straight away. Never give employers access to your Facebook account. Definitely don't give them your password. That's a complete breach of any privacy, and it's against Facebook's terms and conditions as well to give out a password. It will hide away any hard work you've done with setting up your account. If your employer wants to see this, I recommend you redirect them to LinkedIn and to say, look at this, or the view of Facebook that you've carefully set up. You do need to be alert about what's showing on Facebook at any time. We've looked at how you set up a LinkedIn profile, we've looked at some of the other main social media properties that are out there as part of professional online presence in earlier podcasts in the series. Facebook changes very swiftly. Facebook changes its own privacy settings all the time. Facebook changes the way it lays out its timeline. But things get posted on Facebook quite often without you knowing about them. Your friend can write a post on Facebook and can tag you in that post, and suddenly that shows up on your timeline. They can put a photo up of you, they can tag you, they can mark your head on the photo, and suddenly this appears against your profile for anyone looking about you. So you need to set the privacy settings very carefully. I'm not going to attempt to tell you where they are because they change so regularly, but they're normally as part of the overall settings within Facebook. You want to control the levels of information that are out there about you. What you don't want to do, incidentally, is to set up two Facebook profiles, because if you think of having one Facebook profile for personal use and one for professional use, it looks really strange to have a profile with hardly any friends. That is an immediate red flag for potential employers. So one Facebook profile, but you use what are called the privacy settings to control what's shown. You can have some information that's shown to everyone. That's the very positive information about yourself. That's your main profile. The same kind of material you'd be happy being displayed on LinkedIn. And then you have posts which are only displayed to your friends. So the ones where you're arranging what to do on a Thursday night, they only need to be displayed to your friends. They don't need to be displayed to everyone. You may find as well, when you go and work for a company, that they have a company culture where you interact with the company on Facebook. They expect their employers to like things that are posted on the company Facebook page, for instance. So people will find out about you and that you work in the company through that process as well. You may find at some point in the future that people are contacting you, asking you what it's going to be like to work at that place because they found you through this. Your work identity is a really big part of your overall life. So how do you go about setting up this Facebook profile? Well, first of all, you register your handle as normal. You choose the one you've carefully thought out that uses your name. You set up a professional photo as your main display photo. I know that may seem a little bit boring, but it will serve you well. You can have as many other photos with clear privacy settings in the future as you like, as long as it's not your main one. There are other places you can set up as well. For instance, Facebook currently allows you to have a big picture going across the top of your main profile timeline page. You change your About page to include your professional information. I recommend you think about what's displayed there as well. You may, for instance, decide your email address is important, which I agree it is, because you want people to contact you, but you may or may not want your phone number displayed very publicly. You may or may not want your date of birth displayed there. You may not want everyone to know what your 20 favourite television programmes are. So just think carefully when you're setting up this profile. And you need to post some professional-sounding things occasionally. Yes, they may not be the things your friends want to read about you, but presumably if your friends are of similar age to you, they'll be looking for employment as well, and all these same considerations will be equally important to them as part of their life and part of their future career. Some examples of the type of things you might want to post might relate to how well you're doing in your studies, your professional aspirations, your career plans. When you've had a really good day of work experience, you might want to post a bit about that, in a way which doesn't divulge any secrets about the company you're doing work experience for. But all these things that are relevant to you, the great mark you've got, think about some positive posts. Maybe a news story you've read which is relevant to the field and which you want to add some commentary to. You could even post one of your YouTube videos, your professional ones, as part of your timeline. You can reuse content. That's an important advanced strategy, which we'll come to in later podcasts. But what other kind of things can you do? You can think about the Facebook pages and groups which you feel will benefit your career. And you can like the pages so you get information from them. You can join the groups, you can post to those pages, and you can add comments to professional sounding things. This will work in a very similar way to LinkedIn. So it does create your social reach through this, and it does show how employable you are. You may want to think about as well some of the advanced privacy techniques, things like using the group settings within Facebook. So you can sort your Facebook friends into groups, because a fellow employee you work with, a colleague, can be a friend as well, but maybe a different type of friend. You may have friends from particular social societies, you may have social friends, you may have university friends, you may have work friends. Don't rely on Facebook to do this yourself, because you want to be very careful. Look back at the very old information on Facebook. If you've had a profile for 5 years or more, then some of the old stuff is still there, it's still visible, but may be very out of date. The photo of you when you were 13 or 14 may not be as useful to show to an employer now, so think about the settings for these. There isn't a privacy option within Facebook where you can just go and make all your old posts visible to friends only. That's what I'd recommend you do, and then go back through these. If there are some you want to stay public, make these public again or restrict these specific groups. But this will be more useful to you than having to go back and do this manually, particularly if you're a prolific Facebook user, as many people are. You may also want to set some alerts up so that when people do write about you on Facebook, you get given an alert. So it helps you that way as well. Do a search for yourself, several searches really. Do a search for yourself on Facebook to see what comes back. You'd have to be logged in as a either not logged in to see what happens, or perhaps let a friend search from their account, although it's best if you can search from somebody who's not a friend of yours. A lot of people do have access to dummy accounts for purposes like this, but just see what kind of information is shown. Make sure it's correct. Also, I recommend you do a search on Facebook from Google directly, just to see what is shown as well. You want to make sure that the correct information is visible, but the wrong information isn't, because Google will index lots of parts of your Facebook account, and you do want people to find you. It may take a day or two before that happens, so always allow a bit of time to keep refining your profile before you need it. There is a little-known professional social network integrated within Facebook. It's called BranchOut, and it's their attempt to merge LinkedIn-like features into Facebook. And it's useful to... You can install this app as part of your Facebook profile. Essentially, you just add that app to your profile, and it will let you add particular professional information to it, and you can grow a professional network that way, and you can keep track of professional people. You'll also find you get a profile set up on the main BranchOut site as well, which is external to Facebook, even though you do all your updates through Facebook. And that's an additional place people can find you. It's great. There are more networking opportunities available to you. Think of this continual networking as part of your overall use of professional online presences. Facebook is really powerful because so many people use it, but it is worth thinking about all your privacy settings really carefully, making sure the correct professional information is displayed at all times, and just seeding some professional information as there are appropriate news stories as you make the own advances in your life, just to be there as well. I will briefly mention another site which is very similar to Facebook. It's called Google Plus. It's the alternative to Facebook powered by Google, although Facebook is by far the market leader still at the moment. There is a benefit to Google Plus which I've found is their use of circles, which are essentially a bit like putting Facebook friends into different groups. But you can follow people in a circle without having to be a direct connection or friend with them on Google Plus, and that's quite useful to check what other people are doing. You may find that one of your friends has applied for a placement at a company and they've posted about it on Google Plus. Well, could be useful information for you. It may be a class colleague you don't want to be a friend on Facebook, but you're still interested in keeping in contact and seeing what kind of things they're doing. People can be useful. And there are quite a lot of Twitter-like features if people are familiar with Twitter on Google Plus in terms of how you can post updates as well. So I recommend you think about Google Plus. It will be your same account as your YouTube account there as well. Facebook then is really important, as are the other similar social networks like Google Plus, perhaps like Twitter to some extent, like the integrated BranchOut app within Facebook, but just be very careful how you set it up so that there is a visible professional view